Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Okay, we're back with Frida Stue, a Prisa group, and we left off where you had made the decision to then develop communities. What were the first communities? What was the experience? And then how did it get to Sabanera? How did that take place?
Well, I was a general contractor trying to survive. We started developing small pieces of land, always in the Caguas region. My parents' lands were in Sidra. So we started in that region developing small pieces of land, well located. We always had some outstanding feature. But the project that really turned around our life was the Sabanera project in Sidra. It was a very challenging project because the Sidra farm was not located in the city. It was kind of considered rural. Even though when you look at Puerto Rico as an island is like a big metropolis. And the planning board at that time didn't recognize that zone as a development zone, and it was very hard to get permits. But on the other hand, the zone through small subdivisions was growing like gangbusters, and people were moving in that run in a very unplanned way. So in Sabanera, we did develop rural lands in a well-planned way. In this very green environment where we respected the endangered species, the Paloma Sabanera, we respected their habitat and built around that. And we created a great balance. And we, at that time, we couldn't even get financing for a project like that. So we had to accumulated by that time enough capital to initiate the project without financing. And when we took it out for sale, I was pleasantly surprised.
But is it safe to say you again put a great risk?
Oh yes,
everything you had for this dream of this kind of a. That's, you've done that a number of times.
Yes. I have done that a few times, and at the end.
So, excuse me, I interrupted you. So then you put it up for sale.
Yeah, but even I was conservative because I was prepared to go slow. And I knew that the area, and I had consulted with very intelligent people in the area, in the Caguas region. I remember Juan Hernandez, who's the owner of the hardware store, that is a very, very intelligent guy in the region, knows the market. Frida, go. I mean, you're gonna do well there. Go do it. And this was a formula of big lots, open air, that people were looking for. So yes, I did consult the people in the area, and I was conservative. I was ready to go slow. And I had a plan so that if we could go slow, we could survive. It so happened that the market surprised us, and we were able to go much faster than we expected.
And I think it happened also in Gurabo, where you had people spending the night in order to be able
to buy a unit. When we went to Gurabo, which was our second community, Sabanera Rio, another beautiful piece of land next to the Rio Grande Loíza. That one, again, being conservative, we had great value. We always have given great value to our buyers. That's great value in terms of economic value, social value, spiritual value. So the more value you give to your market, of course, the more successful you're going to be. In Sabanera Rio and Gurabo, that was even more impressive as far as the market is concerned. We had long lines sleeping all night there, and the next day we could have sold the whole project. We sold 200 units. Mistake, because we should have sold less and keep raising prices, but we were also excited.
It's always easier looking back.
every new project, every new project of this nature, it's a risk, until you go out to the market. And remember, in developing of land, for instance, Sabanera Dorado, for us to see positive cash flows, it took us 13 years. So yes, you have to have a lot of faith. And that's one of the problems of Puerto Rico. I think Puerto Rico, a lot of people are losing faith. And that's very bad for the economy. So a lot in the economy is faith. faith of what you're doing, faith on investment, faith that you're going to succeed.
And in Tasis Dorado, you put a little bit of a, what did you do differently? You put a little bit of a wrinkle on what you had done before, right?
Well, yeah, we, again, I always say that maybe I'm not that intelligent. I always take the most challenging routes. They're usually the most interesting routes, but they're challenging. And usually I always say, why I don't take
the
easy route.
Those are the ones that bring you happiness.
Well, that's what brings me happiness. So, in a ULX conference in the 1990s, I heard Lester Thoreau speak about a book he had written called Head to Head. And it was the mid-1990s, and people were already thinking about what would happen in this new century coming up. And Lester Thoreau's book was based on who would lead the world in the century, and his theory was that he who had the best knowledge would lead the world. And in his book, he compared the K-12, well, all education system, but in particular K-12 between Europe, the U.S. and the Pacific Tigers, the upcoming Pacific. And according to Lester Thoreau, to Mr. Thoreau, the K-12 system of the U.S. was the worst of the three of them. The U.S. would beat the others in the university system of the K-12. So as I was listening to that, I said, oh my God, you know, if the K-12 system in the U.S. in general is the worst, what about Puerto Rico, which our schools are considered worse than the ones in the state? So at that point, I decided that as part of this great communities I was doing for the leaders in Puerto Rico, it would be great to have a school that would train in the best of the world concept the kids. So that's where I started doing the research of how to do a high school, which would be a K-12 school that would be world-class competitiveness. And that's where I found Crisi, your sister, in fact, that helped me connect with Fernando. And I love the idea of Tasis, because Tasis was the American school in Switzerland. It was European, which was better rated as a school than the U.S. There were only two of them, and I like to consider Puerto Rico as part of a world-class competitor. So that's, and we found a way to finance Tasis, and our personal capital went into it, and the Savannah capital, and the story.
And a lot of your brain
and effort and faith. At the end, it's about faith. Today we look back 10 years, and they've been a very successful school.
And graduated great kids, National Hispanic Honor Society kids, and the first graduating class. Yeah. So it's been a great success. And also, not only does it cater to the Tasis Dorado Sabanera group, but it also takes in, because you've developed a lot in Dorado East.
Because of that school, Dorado is a much better community. But if you look at values all over the world, values, and so the way people value things, the most valuable properties in the world are around great schools and great parks. And all our communities look like a park, are really a park.
Right.
And so if you can add the school formula, you have great values for the human existence. And that's what our business is all about, creating great values for the human existence. So now we're even thinking hospitals, you know, because the health is also a great factor, and we're studying that.
Mm-hmm. Now, the project that you're in now, and I thought when I asked you the question of what was the most difficult time, I thought you were going to say right now, given all the difficulties in selling the homes, and then you embarked on this very, very ambitious project of rejuvenating, I would say, Dorado Beach with the Ritz-Carlton and just redoing the whole facility from top to bottom. I mean, I can attest to that as I see what was everything knocked down and everything being rebuilt. That's been a challenge. Tell us what's your dream there? What got you behind Dorado Beach, and what's the challenge, you know, right now that you're facing?
I'm very proud of being a Puerto Rican, and I think we should benchmark with the best in the world. And all I say is that we should fight with the same tools that everybody else. And if we fight with the same tools and fight hard enough, we can beat the rest of the world. Dorado Beach, I came to Dorado in the 1990s, in fact, in a deal I did with Eastern Airlines at that time. So, and I had a great deal with Eastern, then Eastern failed, so I bought them out. Then I joined forces with the Pritzker family from Chicago, the owners of Hyatt. And we were building here a great project that for many years. Mostly catered, the housing concept of that project, mostly catering to the local community.
Right.
I saw the opportunity, and the hotel was going down. So, through those years, the hotel was getting old. It was getting to be 50 years old. It had a lot of problems. So it stopped to be the jewel that once it was. They came to me at one time to see if I could help them and see what they could do with the property. The property was not performing that well. So I convinced them to go world class, that this property, that we could do a project in Puerto Rico. When Mr. Pritzker came here and saw what we were doing, he was convinced that our Puerto Rico team was world class. So he convinced himself that we could build it, and we could build this world class place, and we started a planning process to build this place back into being a world-class resort, one of the best in the world. And that's what we were expecting, and that's what we're pursuing. In the meantime, the Pritzker family is a private company owned by 15 cousins. They fought among themselves, and there was a court order to liquidate the family. The family had to liquidate all its assets. So that's where CPG, a group from New York who was heavily invested in Puerto Rico, came over. And so on one side, we sold the whole operation, and I joined the CPG group, reinvesting in Dorado to do the basic and what we had already envisioned with Hyatt, with the Pritzker family, to create here a world-class place. Puerto Rico is definitely undervalued when you consider it's a U.S. Place. And you compare it to places like Hawaii, places like even Florida, you know, in the worst of times, Puerto Rico is still on the rally. And we have to compete with Florida. The economy of Florida is a $750 billion economy. Our economy is $60 billion. If we grab 5% of market share from Florida, we can grow 50%. I am very concerned of what Puerto Rico's economy has been handling in the last 10 years. We're doing our best, and I think Dorado Beach is going to be a world-class hotel. It's going to be good for Puerto Rico. Probably it's going to be better for Puerto Rico than us, because for us it's a very risky investment. Because again, Puerto Rico does not have at this time the image of being a very high-end place.
Okay, well, let me take a break, and we'll be back, and we'll go into more detail. How risky is this, and what measures you're taking to sort of reduce that risk, and let's see what the best case is, and hope going forward.